I want to return now to coltan cell phones and the crisis in the Congo, which was a panel discussion last weekend at the eConvergence here in Portland. Catherine Bell is a local artist who's managed to bring out some of the key elements of the conflict in the Congo in her work.
If you want to see pictures of the exhibit, I archived it all on a website. I'll tell it to you right now. The website, I'll spell it out for you too. It's profanerelics.wordpress.com. So profane, like profanity, and relics, like a reliquary. If that makes sense to everybody, .wordpress.com. .wordpress, WORDPRESS.com. It's like a free blog site. So Sea Change Gallery, similar to the Bear Deluxe, is interested in pinpointing the intersection between from a passion for the environments. And now I'm just starting to learn the social justice portion of it. And I think people respond, you know, some people come from the social justice side and then start seeing the environmental side of it. So I'm interested in that intersection. One reason I'm really interested in using art to create positive change is because I feel like the art crowd is often people that aren't necessarily really in tune with social justice and environmental issues. So a lot of times I feel like, you know, we start to, you know, speak to the choir about certain issues that we're interested in. So by appealing to the artistic crowd, we're able to not speak to the choir, to speak to a whole new audience. I'm also interested in specifically in visual art, because it's emphasizing the multiplier effect. I really feel like for us to take action on the Congo, we're going to need to see visual art about the Congo. We're going to need to read essays. We're going to need to see Anne on Oprah. You know, we need to see these things so many times before we decide to take action on it. Let's see. So Sea Change stands for Social Environmental Art, and it's a project space as well as a commercial space. We do sell some art. But Ryan's piece was like something that was more of like a project, like something not for sale, and to use it to gather people around the issue. So we also hosted a dinner event in the space where we cooked African food, and Anne came and spoke, and Casey came and spoke, and I thought that was a great way to engage people again in another way, because everybody learns in different ways. Some people learn through hearing speakers. Some people will learn through seeing a piece of visual art. And I think one of the most important things about Ryan's art was that it was so huge and epic and direct. Like, what he essentially created was a 10 by 10 by 6 foot cube of mud that looked like an archaeological dig that had been dug up from the Congo and shipped in an Indiana Jones-esque crate and dropped in the gallery. And it had human skeletons, gorilla skulls, machine guns, different elements of pit mining like axes and shovels, and then tons of electronics, laptops, cell phones, all emerging out of the strata. And because it was so direct and so big, it gave people, you know, people had to talk about it. You couldn't be in there and not like think about the Congo or not like look and want to know what's going on. And it gave people an opportunity to talk about it. Because I feel like what happens is there's a lot of bad things going on, but not having something like present to use as like a springboard to talk about or Ryan's piece, you know, doesn't let you forget about it. It doesn't let you ignore it. So I think that it's really important that we address things and don't ignore them. And then just sort of like what Tom was saying about, you know, writing an article and not wanting that to be just it. So we had that dinner event, and then a couple weeks ago I volunteered for Run for Congo Women. So this sort of relationship keeps continuing.
You're listening to a panel with cell phones, coltan, and the conflict in the Congo. That last speaker was Catherine Bell, a local artist with Sea Change Galleries.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Yeah.
The area of the Congo where most of the coltan is located is in a Masisi area, which actually borders on Uganda. You heard earlier the speaker, Francisca Thelen, talking about how the Lord's Resistance Army, a militia group from Uganda, had crossed the border into her province, which is Masisi, which is where most of that mineral is located, which, again, is the mineral that is used as a capacitor in microelectronics like cell phones. And the Congo is the only one of the only areas in the world where coltan can be found. Relájese, yo sabo rima.